Good morning. It's Monday, the 12th of December. I'm Maria Grant, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Today, we'll hear more about the Enchanted Forest up in Pitlochry, as following its 20th anniversary and great success, locals have been left feeling less than enchanted, as landowner of Fiscally Woods, Forestry and Land Scotland has announced car parking charges from January next year. Joining us with more will be Perth Area Editor Stephen 18.
This Christmas, never miss an important story affecting our communities. Join us this festive season and become a subscriber today because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe.
Back to our featured story now about Pitlochry residents who are fighting against parking fees being introduced at Fiscally Woods, home to the Enchanted Forest, each autumn. Our Perth area editor, Stephen 18, has his ear to the ground and can bring us the latest from Highland Perthshire. Stephen, the Enchanted Forest did well this year and it's set to come back. So why aren't the locals happy?
That boils down to parking. So for those who don't know the area, so Fiscally Woods is a couple of miles from Pitlochry. And yes, it hosts their Enchanted Forest every year, but it's also a really precious resource for local people who live in the town to walk their dogs and enjoy the woods themselves. It's because it's 2 miles away. They tend to have to drive, and now there's going to be from January, cars will be charged £2 an hour, £3 for the day, and £10 if you want to take a minibus. An annual pass will cost £50. So this is sort of caused a lot of disquiet, and particularly when we ran our story when we spoke to Forestry and Land Scotland, they emphasised that. It costs quite a lot of money to upkeep the most visited places. That increases demands on their resources, they say. So residents took this as meaning that that the Enchanted Forest, which takes place 1 month a year, is causing them to have to pay for parking, which they're not happy about.
Yeah, that's certainly a huge negative. But surely there are some positives to come out of the Enchanted Forest as well.
Oh, it's really good for businesses in the area. It's been running 20 years and it takes place at a time sort of in the middle of autumn, just as the typical summer tourist season is finishing off, and it lengthens that season. So it's really, you know, brings loads of people to the area. In the past 2 decades, more than 600,000 visitors have flocked to the event, and in terms of an event north of the Central Belt, that's one of the biggest there is. Even this last summer alone, 85,000 were forecast to turn up. And the effect that has on hotels, bars, shops is massive. It contributes an estimated 7.6 million to the economy in and around Pitlochry. But from a local perspective, if you're thinking that you maybe don't go to the event every year or maybe just have gone occasionally and yet you use Fiscally Woods every day, for example, then you're getting a lot more value out of the woods to walk your dogs than you are from the light show. So these things need to be balanced together.
Yeah, those numbers are huge. Is there anything then that the locals want Forestry and Land Scotland to do to solve the parking problems they're going to face?
I think they quite simply just want them to get rid of the parking charges. And the petition's been set up to this end, and this has been signed by 700 people. And perhaps importantly, they have political backing from the local Scottish Conservatives. Murdo Fraser, the local MSP, and Councillor John Duff, they've written a joint letter to Forestry, Land and Scotland. But Forestry, Land Scotland says that they've already delayed the introduction of the parking charges by 2 years, presumably because of the COVID restrictions. So Forestry Land Scotland are keen to emphasise that the £50 annual pass actually works out 13 pence a day. And this allows up for 2 named vehicles. So you can go halves with your neighbour if you want, and that would cut the costs. Also, the pass gives unlimited parking to holders at other Forestry Land Scotland sites, such as Queensview, Glendale and Brazer Foss. So these are other tourist destinations.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm sure you'll keep an eye on this for us. You can read all of Stephen's reporting on the Enchanted Forest, Pitlochry and the rest of Perth and Kinross on the Courier website. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily.
Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.